views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with host Doc Martin. Stay tuned in or call in. You won't want to miss what's happening next. How do you step into your maximum potential? How do you connect your spiritual drive with your physical path? Stick around as Doc Martin takes listeners on a journey through the seen and unseen, the accepted and the unbelievable. Get ready to meet the maximum you the world needs on Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I am so thrilled. I get to do this fabulous show with Dr. Sharon Martin. And the show is called Maximum Medicine Radio. And by the way, this show, as we're moving forward, is a live call-in show. And what that means is that each and every time Doc Martin is on the show, we're going to be opening up the phone lines so that you can get some real-time solution for what it is that's going on, that's ailing you. And we're going to talk about that today a little bit on what that's going to do and how that's going to work. You know, today, what we're talking about is the one single best thing for health and longevity. The one single best thing for health and longevity, and it is not binge watching Game of Thrones. For those of you out there, I just want to tell you, Doc Martin has been a catalyst in the world for looking at spirituality and our life, looking at health, well-being, you know, looking at what's going on in the traditional conventional path of medicine as a physician, as well as how do we tap in to that which is beyond in the spiritual world and bring these together so that we can understand not only the physiology of our lives or the psychology of our lives, but also the depth and the breadth of the spiritual nature of who we are. Every show she does, everything this is about, is to make sure that in the forefront, we're looking at you, we're looking at what we can bring to you, what's going on in your life, whether it's a medical condition or something else, whether it's something emotional, whether it's something mental, whatever that is, it's about bringing the conversation to the forefront and taking on some of the toughest challenges we have in life. Why? Because Dr. Sharon Martin has a solution. Today, we're going to talk about that one single best thing. And for those of you out there, I am telling you now, 1-800-930-2819, questions, comments, or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. And my gosh, there were so many messages in there this morning. Type in your question because a lot of you are listening through cell phones or other devices, and apparently you're at work. So I get it. Doc Martin, great to have you here.
I was just thinking, I guess some of us have to work, right?
Yes,
exactly. Before I talk about the one amazing thing, I just want to say it's really hard in today's world to pull together all the pieces you were talking about. We get so dragged down by one thing or another. And just trying to shine a little light on the wholeness of us is really what this is all about. And that includes, of course, spirituality and energy. The other thing you said, and I'd like to reiterate, if at any time we're doing a show, if somebody calls in, we can take a break from our dialogue of information and find out what's going on and see if we can put a little light in there as well. So it doesn't, we could be talking about a topic, doesn't matter, interrupt. So we can make this very fluid and really have a good dialogue. So in the topic today, the single most important thing, and it's gonna shock you because it sounds so simple. It's what your grandmother and grandmother always told you: eat your veggies. So scientists love studies. Scientists love proof. So medicine, for the most part, wants proof. Sure, they'll tell you, oh, eat a balanced diet. Oh, make sure you have some greens. Well, at lunch, instead of having that burrito, have a salad. But here is finally a study, landmark study globally, that actually showed that the single most important factor for death in the across the planet in multiple countries was not eating junk food, because you think, oh my, my diet's really bad, I eat junk food, and therefore I'm going to die because younger, or I'm going to have more health problems because I eat too much sugar, I drink too many sodas, I eat too much red meat, I love those, you know, burgers still raw. But it turned out that that wasn't what was the main cause of shortness of lifespan. It was not eating whole grains, fruits, and dairy. Now, I'll just put an interjection in here, because there are issues about dairy in this country that we don't encourage. Those of us who really believe in the wholeness of diet don't encourage dairy. And it turns out the cows in other countries, Africa and India, have a different kind of milk protein. So it does not trigger the immune responses that it does in this country. So when I say dairy, remember this is a global study. I remember these are poverty countries, and they didn't get enough plant-based foods. And because of that, they actually died sooner, not because they drank sodas, not because they ate a lot of sugar, but we all know that stuff's not good for you, but you didn't get enough plants. And so really, I want to focus on plant-based diet today and how we can use that to turn our health around.
And, you know, one of the things we're going to talk about, and I love that you're bringing this up, and I love that you brought up our grandmothers. I talked about my grandmother the other day when I was doing a show with the woman that created this fabulous Mediterranean diabetes book. And I really commented to her on how many of the recipes were plant-based, right?
Right, right.
And even if you looked at the recipe, the proportions of what she was recommending, and it reminded me of my grandma, and it reminded me of what grandma did, and what we don't do much of anymore. And I was struck by the fact that back in the day, we were covered with herbs and delicious green things from just about anywhere. And it was easy to think about them and easy to grow them. And there was a substance in them that was part of every meal. But we have gotten away from that, Doc Martin.
And even in our country, when you remember, I wasn't alive during World War II, but you hear stories about planting the Victory Garden. And there's so, even if you have just a balcony in your apartment in a 10-story building, or you have access to the roof. I happen to live in rural Pennsylvania, so people have actual land to dig into. Plant yourself just a few basic things, and you can really magnify the health of your diet.
One of the things that I think that you're going to talk about today is, you know, not only what the findings are, right? But
right.
Also how depleted. So, I mean, when you think about people dying, right?
Right.
Think about how resilient our bodies are.
Very.
Mm-hmm. The degree by which we have to be on that end of the scale that depletes vitamin nutrition. I mean, we have to be so far over here that
right.
It is hard to even comprehend what it is we did and right. what we can do to get out of this.
And, you know, we can see it in our mind's eye when you think about sub-Saharan Africa or India and Pakistan. I mean, right away, you can see the population is so huge, they don't have any earth to support them. But, you know, even in our country, our farmers not using artificial fertilizers, stripping the topsoil all the time. I'll just share with you what I see all the time in my practice. I'm going to say that 90% of people that I test, and I test people often because I'm so aware of it now, their magnesium is low. We get magnesium in green leafies. Vitamin B12 is low. Now, it's not so low that it qualifies, according to the scientists, as needing replacement. But we know that when you're on the low end of the scale, you don't think right, your nerves don't work right, your mood's not any good. So we're already pushing towards nutritional depletion. And I don't want to be scary about this. I'm not going to say, oh my gosh, you know, because the majority of us are pretty well fed compared to sub-Saharan Africa, but we're not as nutritionally conscious and full in our diet as we could be.
I have to tell you, the benefit from playing the sport that I play, which is table tennis, better known as ping pong, but the benefit from playing this particular sport is I get exposed on a regular basis to foods from global cultures.
Oh, you know, I'm jealous.
Part, oh my God. My table tennis partner, she's from India. My male table tennis partner, China, Vietnam. So can you imagine what our potlucks look like?
Well, I'm going to predict that they are 90%, if not more, vegetable.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to talk about the physiological benefits, but interestingly, why was it so hard for my friend to talk to another one of my friends about how she was going to make this fabulous soup with rice noodles and not wheat noodles? And the concept was so foreign to the person that was trying to take it in that we literally had to demonstrate what a rice noodle was. Let's take a short break, everybody. I mean, it was such a reality check for me when you have to explain that wheat-based noodles are not the only thing available. But you know what? I'm very fortunate. When we come back, we're going to talk about the body. What does our body do? How does our body react? And what is it we're now seeing with more and more people taking in vegetables? Yes. Even if you put them into that device that blends them all together. And by the way, just in case you don't know it, that's eating raw. We'll be right back.
Powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
That moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Maximum Medicine Radio with Dr. Sharon Martin, bridging the mystical and the scientific for healing. That's what this show is about. Before we talk about the physiology and, you know, the physiological benefits of what we're talking about, Dr. Martin, how can people find out more about you? Let's get people to your website and also tell them about the work you do.
All right. So I am trained in internal medicine, which means I'm a doctor for adults, and I run a rural clinic. So I see everything from diabetes to heart disease, et cetera. And now I am also a shamanic healer. So I do energy medicine. And my website is www.sharonmartinmd.com. And that has my phone number and a way to connect. And anytime anybody wants any info, go there. And by the way, let me just, if I may, with every show, I am recording a short meditation about the topics of the show. And so that is uploaded on my website, free of charge, access anytime. Don't use it while you're driving. But anyway, so that's also found on the website.
Awesome. Thank you. I was just going to say that. And that's really special about what you do. But it's special in that it's a pay it forward gift. It's not special in the way that you conduct your healing practice. I mean, you have created and studied with the world's most incredible energy medicine, shamanic folks, as well as looking at what you've done to study for your medicine, your degree, your practice. And so bringing this together is so perfect so that we start and talk about, whoa, what do we put in our body? And by the way, how are we putting in our body? And we'll talk about that. So let's talk about the benefits. Here we are. We've got this body. And boy, I'll tell you, I had to learn this the hard way, Dr. Martin. It wasn't until my body literally stopped working. And it stopped working pretty much for about 5 years. Let's see, about 6 years. Even though I was on the mend, it really wasn't working because I had to undo everything we're talking about today.
Yeah. So your body had to really give you major warning signs for you to make changes.
Yeah.
It was a wake up call, wasn't it?
A hard one. A 2x4 or actually a 4x10.
Yeah. Yeah. Knocked you out for a while. I can see that.
But we've got to make decisions about it. And that's what we're talking about today, is to help people with information so that we can just, you know, even change one thing, right?
So the one thing I would change is eat more vegetables. And please, if you can, eat them fresh, not out of a can. Now, frozen is great also. Like sometimes you go to a supermarket in this area, the more fancy ones are Wegmans, and you could get some really unique vegetables flash frozen. But if you can eat them fresh, that's great. If you have to eat canned, canned beans is great. But the green leafies, that's so good for you. And I'll just digress and tell the listeners that while we were on break, Dr. Pat and I were reminiscing about what is our favorite vegetable. And both of us ended up saying a green leafy. So from a medical point of view, what do those actually do for you? And we don't know all the benefits yet. We do know, and we'll come back to talk about this at length about fiber, but we do know that there are more micronutrients in plants. There are antioxidants, and these are buzzwords we use often without, I think the average person, myself included, doesn't totally know the chemical details. But I'll just share with you, and this isn't, are you drinking a green leafy?
I am drinking kombucha.
All right. So
kombucha. I am drinking organic kombucha.
All right.
But it's not just kombucha. You know, what I love about this is we're putting more herbs in what we eat and drink than historically ever before. And I think that's part of what we're talking about today.
Right.
Things have gotten really creative, but I love my little kombucha.
Good.
I don't know if I can hold it up. I can't show you the label, but I must show organic. Yeah.
So what you were just saying is completely true. We're putting more. So, and we do that when the popularity of smoothies. So we're actually choosing from different food groups, plant-based, to put them in the smoothie. So some people like to put some avocado in, some like to put some coconut, but you put berries, you put green leafies, you chop up an apple, you cut up a beet. So that is giving you a huge reservoir of micronutrients. And I'll have to share with everybody that my favorite place to go to learn more is Dr. Joel Furman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N. He's a family practice physician who easily 15, 20 years ago, oh, he's also an Olympic quality skater, figure skater. He was healing his patients with changing their diet. And he started researching things and he would tell them, don't eat this, shift to this. If you shift to this, he told a story in one of his books. He had a 90 something, or probably at that time, maybe late 70s person come to him, cardiac cripple, couldn't walk from the waiting room to the exam room without stopping to breathe. He put him on a plant-based diet, and 10 years later, the guy was lean and mean and going strong. So Dr. Furman is a really, really good resource because he'll tell you who the whys and hows and then show you recipes. So also in the science world, of course, I love to hear about the science. There were some physicians at Johns Hopkins who were studying a chemical found in broccoli called sulforaphane. Nobody has to remember that. But it and the sprouts, broccoli sprouts, by the way, have the highest concentration. It killed cancer cells. So they found that so amazing that they had to set up a separate institute because they couldn't mix their finances with their science. That would be considered a conflict of interest. But they set up a whole chemo prevention or chemo protective institute. And they actually made extracts of broccoli, so you can buy it if you don't want it, if you don't eat broccoli. Plants have been on this earth. If you really want to talk about the metaphysical or the long-term biologic, they've been on this earth millions, if not billions of years, way before humans ever appeared. So they have learned to adapt to stressors. They have learned to get inside their cells, the mechanisms to fight off disease, to prevent early death. So within their knowledge, and I really see this as gaining knowledge, It's not just taking the right chemicals from them, but I really believe there's a cellular wisdom that we're accessing because the chemicals know how to work with the enzyme systems and all of that. So I'm really here to say, if you want to do one thing, eat more veggies. Mm-hmm. And I say that with all sincerity.
Yeah. I want to get back to something you pointed out before, because I think it's a phenomenon right now. And the phenomenon is when you use the term extract. And I want to talk about that for a minute, because I'm finding now more organic-based extract, so to speak, or derivatives, there's a lot of terms for them, that you could literally put in your food, or on your food, or put in a water or a drink or something. And yet at the same time, the world, or at least in the United States, we haven't caught on to the fact that that's a solution. Okay, let me give you a very specific example. My way back to health was using very concentrates of oregano. Now, I will say this, none of this should you do without the help of an expert. Absolutely need to talk to your doctor, need to talk to Doc Martin, because I'll tell you, one too many drops of oregano for somebody like me was a problem, because more is not always better. And we're learning this about what we do as well. I want to ask you this question. One of the biggest complaints we get about plants, and by the way, they're not from kids, contrary to popular belief, is that people have not been able to discover a good variety of them. And I don't really quite understand that. When you go to a grocery store, the vegetable aisle is just screaming. What do you make of that comment?
I think it's several fold, and I'll give you an example. I had a patient who had screamingly low magnesium, had to go in every week for IV infusions. Mm-hmm. And I started questioning her about her diet. And here she was in her late 20s. She had never, and I underline that never, eaten anything green. She ate hot dogs, wow, hamburgers, chips. No salad, nothing green, maybe corn on the cob. I mean, that's shocking to me. That's just shocking to me. But it is hard when you have a chunky, heavy, fibrous vegetable, perhaps like broccoli, perhaps like a turnip, to think about chewing all that when we really like the comfort of yogurt and, you know, something liquid. So I understand if people, when they were growing up, saw big clumps of things on their plate, maybe they got turned off. And I'm just going to say, open your mind a little bit. Start perhaps by juicing it, because you can put parsley, celery, beets, carrots, things that you might not sit down and actually chew on, because first of all, by the time you finish chewing a bowl of celery, you're worn out and you're full. But if you juice it, you get all of those micronutrients packed. I'll tell you another story. My sister-in-law is from Brazil. She gets a lot of times where she doesn't feel good. She doesn't like to eat things, so she doesn't eat. She was complaining about no fatigue. Well, I finally convinced her to try upping her vegetables, and she was able to start juicing. Well, the powerhouse of nutrients when you juice a half a cup, and you literally, and I am not lying when I say this, your cells can feel it.
Yeah.
Well, 3 days later, she was so in love with how well she felt, she was making juice every day, and my brother was griping because every time she made 3 cups of juice, it cost him $20. And I said, what does it matter? That's cheap medicine. Yeah. That's cheap medicine. So, you know, you're not smoking cigarettes. So, you know, don't go buy a lot of pills. So you can, if you're kind of turned off by chewing on the stalk of a broccoli, and you haven't quite gotten to that yet, or the texture of an avocado. My girlfriend can't stand the texture. Put it in a smoothie.
Oh, yeah.
Add strawberries to it, and it'll cover up any. Yeah. So you can trick yourself into getting more nutrients.
And that's what I meant about the contemporary time that we live in here in the United States, because we have more ways now to put nutrition in our bodies in a natural way, food I'm talking about, than ever before. We're going to take a short break when we come back. Taking your questions, 1-800-930-2819, or send in your questions on transformationtalkradio.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about a word that has been used now for decades. As a matter of fact, one of the first commercials that came to the TV back in the day talked about this word. Yes, it did. More products hit the market about this word than before any others. I wonder what I'm talking about. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Pass the peas like you used to say. Pass the peas like you used to say. Pass the peas like you used to say.
You said forever, you said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Lou's empowerment coach and spiritual mentor reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Lewes, visit sarahlewes.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at maryjanemack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit maryjanemack.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. You know, wow, I'm salivating about what Doc Martin and I were talking about. This is Maximum Medicine Radio with Dr. Sharon Martin, bridging the mystical and the scientific for healing. For those of you out there, you can go to Sharon Martin MD, MD for doctor, the abbreviation, SharonMartinMD.com. And then when you get there, what Doc Martin has done is created a free meditation. And so that's important because this is done for every show so that we can begin to create changes in our lives in the way that we want those changes. Because I don't know anybody that doesn't want to feel good, that doesn't want to feel like the vibrancy of health that we were meant to be. I don't really know that. People said to me early on, Doc, they said to me, oh man, what did you do to bring on this sickness? And I'll tell you, I almost hit the ceiling. Like, what do you mean, what did I do? Do you think I like feeling like this? I had so much pain in my body that when my friend Lou Paradise showed up and introduced me to Toprosyn, all natural, I thought, you got to be kidding. That can't help me. But it did. But I don't think any of us sit down, Doc Martin. I don't think we sit down and say, and you see patients, anybody sit there and say, gee, Doc, I wish I were sick today. No,
right.
We don't.
No,
do that.
Nobody says
no,
that.
No. So let's talk about this word. And I got to tell you, I got this early on in my family when TVs first came out. You know, I remember that. And the diet started to change in the United States. And one of the most sought after remedies for what was going on with the body had to do with this next word. Tell us about fiber.
Well, you know, it's sort of like fiber is one of those doesn't get enough respect.
Yeah.
Or it's kind of like you think it's an old person's thing because they need to get regular. And so they have to go get Metamucil or psyllium. But fiber is one of the key components of plants when you eat a plant, more plants in your diet. I'm not 100% plant-based. I still like ground beef in a soup or something, or making taco salad or something. But one of the major benefits of plants is the fiber. So we talked, as you said, our diet changed. We went more processed and we start to get away from the vegetable side of the aisle of the grocery store and eat more and more things out of a box where we lost the fiber. And that has a lot of medical benefits for you that we should talk about, because if people could connect the idea of eating more vegetables with improving the fiber in your belly, fiber has, and there are kinds of fibers they call soluble, meaning it gets in with water and softens up, and insoluble, meaning it kind of stays in the body, in the colon, as a matrix. So it's kind of, you could just imagine the fibers in celery, the skins of tomatoes. They're actually not oatmeal, you can imagine, is getting kind of softened up by the, you can tell the difference. But fiber actually prevents your sugar from going up when you eat. So if you have a fiber-based plant along with your meal that might spike your sugar up, then you are going to minimize the spike in your sugar. So what does that do? Well, people who are diabetic, that is the killer, because the sugar spikes, your body has to turn on more insulin. The insulin turns on, and over time, most diabetics are often 10 years of having high sugars before they feel it, by the way. And then your pancreas gets tired. So even a person who's already diabetic, more fiber is going to keep the sugar levels in your bloodstream down or stable over a longer period of time, going to avoid the need for extra insulin. I hope you're not on insulin, but if you are, we can truthfully go more plant-based, and you can actually reduce your need for insulin. You can reduce how much you need. Fiber also makes the stool. Let's, you know, we'll pretend we're Dr. Oz. And remember, I don't remember, he said, you want to have an S every day. And he meant a long length and long amount of stool. Well, that's because it's bulked up with fiber. And what does that do? Well, it moves things along. And we know that the longer things that you eat that are toxic to your body, the longer that it stays touching the lining of your gut, the more chances to promote cancer. So you want things moving along. So you want an S every day. Thank you, Dr. Oz, for that.
Yeah, no kidding. Dr. Oz for two things. That
okay.
And him coming out there, well, it's got to be like 4 years now, and literally saying energy medicine is the future, right? Because because when we're talking about this food, and I'm listening to you, Dr. Martin, about this food, there's an energy component to what we're talking about today. And it's a very different energy component. It's the energy component my grandma had when she used to grade that Locatelli cheese very gently, very precisely, smiling, singing. There's an energy to what we're talking about today.
And you're right. It's building a relationship with your food. You're not just eating it on the run, which we know we all need to slow down in today's crazy world.
Yeah.
But when you grow your own tomato in your container pot on the balcony of your apartment, you get in relationship with that plant. And I don't know if you remember the series of books called the Ringing Cedars series, the Anastasia story.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know that she was... I still don't know, and it doesn't really matter to me if she was a real person or a download to the writer, but she had you put the seeds in your mouth before you planted them so that you were intimately connected. But let's just take maybe the metaphor of that as opposed to the actual process, really the connection. And plants do have an amazing wisdom. And I do believe that that wisdom of having to have lived for at least millions, if not billions of years on this planet, shifting with the shifts of the galactic, the stratospheres, the sunspots, the this and that, and to shift with that, they have a wisdom. They have a wisdom of how to stay alive and how to stay healthy. So when you link up with plants, there actually is an energy.
When we're talking about not just the energy of this, but we're talking about this as a life changer. And I think that what we really need to bring to the forefront here, right? You know, we're talking about things that are life changing. I never understood what, microbiology was. I never really understood what a microbe was. I didn't understand them. And again, I think many of our listeners know what we're talking about, because when your body starts to break down, right, then, and we have signs of this early on. I think it was you, Doc Martin, that literally talked about the fact that we had signs early on. And so
right.
What I want to do, I want to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what some of these signs are, but we're also going to talk about this energy, the magic
okay.
of this, the Good. Spiritual nature of this. You know, why
Wonderful.
Is it we remember our grandma in that kitchen, right? Sometimes grandpa, he grew the vegetables, but why do we remember the energy of those memories of those people, our grandparents, our moms? In the kitchen. Why do we remember that? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Did you know that when working with the law of attraction, it's beneficial to share your longings with a supportive tribe who can assist in maintaining accountability and hold the creative space for your desires to manifest? I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream. Join me each month at the new and full moon to plant your seeds of abundance, consciously tend to your intentions throughout the lunar phases, then harvest the fruits of your co-creation with the universe in my Lunar Manifestations members-only forum. Your tribe is waiting for you at goldenotter.us.
Are you ready for unfiltered gratitude, unfiltered frequency, and unfiltered creation? Then don't miss Mike Murphy Unfiltered on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursday from 12 to 2 Pacific Time, as Mike Murphy and a cast of powerful guests discuss and demonstrate the principles and practices of the creation frequency. Tune in to unleash the power of your mind. Open the immense energy of the heart to manifest an awesome life filled with true health, wealth, confidence, gratitude, and joy. Unfiltered truth and unfiltered frequency to uncover and let go of limiting beliefs and access your powerful intentions that resonate out into the universe with Mike Murphy Unfiltered. For more information on Mike and his work, visit his website at MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Yep, that's it. We've got a question that just came in from one of our fabulous listeners. This is Maximum Medicine Radio with Dr. Sharon Martin, bridging the mystical and the scientific for healing. And thank you for that, Dr. Martin. The other thing I want to say is if you want to find out more about Dr. Martin's work, about what she does in the world, about how she does build that bridge, how she does create that platform for multiple conversations about wellness and healing, go to SharonMartinMD.com, SharonMartinMD.com. Also, don't forget, there's a free meditation linking up with the plant world for your health. It's available on her website. Please take advantage of this. We're also going to be posting about it. Listen, Dr. Martin, there's a question that came in. It's a super great question from one of our fabulous listeners. And the question is, you know, what is Doc Martin's thoughts on blue-green algae capsules or spirulina? And that was Carol from Manchester.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
So there's a couple of thoughts here, because I think at face value, I'm going to say wonderful, because you are getting what are some of the oldest plant forms on the planet. You are getting the energy from having lived in the seas and the oceans. So you're getting the wisdom of having to adapt to that. You're getting the iodine of that and other micronutrients we don't even know about yet. But I don't want you to stop there, because we all look for the one supplement we can take that will make the big difference. And unfortunately, sometimes we haven't stopped. And as Dr. Pat and I were talking, we haven't kind of gotten squeaky clean first. And what I mean by that is you don't have to go haywire or go off to a 3-week, special foodie camp, but get rid of cigarettes, get rid of alcohol, get rid of too much caffeine, get rid of junk food, get rid of the things you know drag you down. Start eating more plant-based. You'll get more nutrients than were ever found in one supplement. And then, yes, by all means, in your smoothie, add your spirulina, your chlorophyll-based. Chlorophyll is an amazing compound, by the way. And yes, it's a wonderful addition, but it's not the full answer. So the short answer is great, I love it. The longer answer is it's got to come with other pieces.
Okay. And so the other pieces we're talking about, and you and I were talking about this during the break, is some of the other pieces and some of the things we are talking about. I know for me, and I can't remember this exactly, but when I was going through my treatment with Dr. Darvish, there was an aspect of both blue-green algae, and I can't remember the other item, that worked to detox the body. We also have to be really mindful that there is a process that would be helpful. And the other thing I want to say here, and you said it before to our fabulous listener, is this is not a one-size-fits-all, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And, you know, if you watch any of the commercials on TV, or go buy this, go buy that, they don't know what the status is of your well-being at the moment. And energy is a part of it, right?
Right. So one of the things I just want to share, when Dr. Alberto Viola was teaching me in shamanic energy, and many of the, and I have to tell you, my first class, and I look around the room and they're all of these very intuitive people who are massage therapists and Reiki practitioners and, you know, everybody who seemed really tuned in with the other side. I felt very out of place. But just to say how he taught is you don't necessarily want to just go in the way that he has a caution for things like a Reiki practitioner. Just don't go in and add the power of universal divine energy, because you are empowering everything that you're shining that light on. You are empowering, you are ramping up the stagnation, the errors that are there, the disease-prone places that are there. And it's the same way with taking a supplement, the way I see it energetically. Throwing it on top of what is still got, I'm going to be a little crude here, a lot of sludge. If you're kind of haven't gotten squeaky clean, or at least tried to get kind of squeaky clean, you might be wasting your money. You gotta clean up before you add the goodies.
Yeah. I mean, we learn this at a very early age, don't we? When we get our first knee scrape or our first cut, first thing our parents do with that is they come in, they clean it off. Back in the day, there was a whole lot of things they put on it. They made sure it was clean. Then they put the ointment on, right?
Right.
I mean, it's such a fundamental, and yet you nailed it. We're not mindful right now of the fact that our bodies is in dire need of help. Doc Martin, thank you for today. One last question. And again, thank you for the power of what you do. Thanks to our listeners and our callers.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Pat.
It's amazing. What's your personal message? Tell us what you'd like to leave us with today.
That you as an individual have the power to shift your health, and in that shift your destiny and to get a longer, fuller life. The power really does rest within each of us. And that's what I hope my show will do, is show you the things you can do. You don't have to go off to some mega training or workshop, or there are so many things you yourself can do. You have the power.
Love it. Dr. Sharon Martin, everyone, please go to the website, SharonMartinMD.com. Please download the fabulous meditation. Thank you, Doc, for doing everything you do.
Thanks, Dr. Pat. Wonderful to be here.
All right, everybody. Lots more coming up on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you, Benny. Thank you, Kat.
Thanks Benny.
To all of you.
Thanks,
Let's
Kat.
Let's rock it today. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin. Tune in next time while the doc talks health, spirituality, and the impact your beliefs have on every part of who you are, body and soul. Doc Martin unpacks the challenges we face as human beings and teaches callers to open the door between the scientific and the mystical. Expand into your multidimensional self. Learn how beliefs can set you free or keep you caged in mediocre health. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.